Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Rambak HaShalom, and Le'ah Basitzchok. We're holding Nevomis Daf Kuvtes. The Gemara Amud Beis, when it speaks about one of the three things that the Pasuk says that it's bad, Roya Yerua, what is it talking about? The Gemara says one of the things is, HaTekeya Atzmor L'Dvar Alocha. He sticks himself to Dvar Alocha. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? We're concluding says, Kolo Imer, Ain't lo ella Torah. Someone says, all I have is Torah. Afilu Torah ain't lo. Doesn't even have Torah. So Rashi explains over here, someone who says I have only Torah, ve'ain mekayim. He's not mekayim the mitzvahs. He's only learning Torah. So he doesn't even have Torah. And as the Bach explains in Rashi, meaning he doesn't even get the reward for learning Torah. Many of the Mefarshim go in this Mahalach. And as the Maharal points out over here, says the Adam, how does the Torah be implemented in Adam? How does the Adam connect to Torah? Adam is connected to Torah through his Maise, through his Asiyah. Because a person can connect to a certain extent to what he has in mind, what he has in his Das, but it's only a limited connection, it's not a full connection. The full connection of Adam is to what he's doing, his Maise. And to add to what the Maharal says, as explained in many others for him, the idea is that the Adam in this world, what he is affecting is through his ma'aseh. This world is Olam HaMa'aseh, is the world of doing. And if the Torah came down to this world, meaning the Torah needs to be effective, not only in understanding the conceptual ideas of Torah, but Torah needs to come down to the most physical elements of the world, which is Olam HaMa'aseh. And this was what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, the Gemara on Shabbos. The Malachim said, keep the Torah by us. Said Moshe, but the Torah is full of instructions of how to implement the Torah in the physical world, in Olam HaMaaseh, speaking to human beings and the struggles of human beings. So it doesn't belong up there in Shemayim. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument. Meaning the Torah belongs down here to this world and needs to be effective the most tangible way. And that's what Maharal is saying. For a human being, the most tangible way, the way that Adam connects the most is the physicality, is the mindset, is what he's doing. There's concepts, there's ideas in the head, but that's not a real connection to Torah. So when the person says, Ein li ella Torah, and you have only Torah, not doing the mindset, he doesn't really have a full connection to Torah. So he doesn't even get the reward for learning Torah. That's what the Maharal explains based on the Rashi, and many other Mefarshim go in this way. Another explanation the Maharetz Chai says over here, is that a person says Ein li ella Torah means Ein li ella Torah shebichtav. If I don't have Torah shebaal peh, he doesn't even have Torah shebichtav. Why? Because the only way to understand the Torah shebichtav, the written Torah, is only with the oral Torah, only with Torah shebaal peh. If I have only Torah shebichtav, so I don't really even have Torah shebichtav. That's another explanation. And a third and last explanation that we'll focus on here is a beautiful Chassid Sofer. The Chassid Sofer says both over here and also in the drushes, he brings the Chayvus HaLevavus that says, that what does it mean, Ein li ella Torah? A person who says, I don't have but what the Torah instructed me to do. I'm not doing more than I'm obligated. I'm doing only what I'm mechuyev to do. That means, Ein lo afilo Torah. That means you don't have anything. Because the real Torah, the real connection to Torah is when a person is loving Torah. That he wants to do much more than he's obligated. That the Torah becomes his life, and he's always pursuing and running after to do more and more. If you say, I do only what I'm obligated, it shows it's not really you. It's not really connected to you. You don't get the full reward of Torah. You're missing even the Torah that you're doing. And with this, the Chassid Sofer goes on to explain what the Ben HaChochem is asking at Godesh HaPesach. Because the Ben HaChochem comes and says, Ma'eitos v'achukim ha'mishpatim shetzivo Hashem Elokeinu eschem. What does he mean? So he goes to explain that the pshat and the question is, why in Korban Pesach we suddenly demand that young children should join? We're asking the young children to stay awake during Leil HaSeder. Korban Pesach needs to be l'minuyim, needs to be an entire family, including small children. Usually the Torah is set only for adults, not for young children. So why here we're asking young children to join? And he says that's the words. Ashet tzivah Hashem Elokeinu, Elokeinu means I'm with you. It atchem, you, not me. Meaning, why am I with you, but on the other hand, I'm not supposed to be with you because I'm a kotel. So we answer him. What's the answer to Ben HaChochem? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, now we're not just slaves that we do what we're obligated to do. But we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that we try to do more than our obligation. And that's the demonstration in Leila Seder. That we come and join young children that are not even mechuyev in mitzvahs midoraisa. But we make them do the mitzvah. We add them to come and demonstrate that the whole idea of our connection to Torah is we do more than we're obligated. We do more than the chiyuv. We're doing more because the Torah is who we are. And that's the pshat in our Gemara. Someone who says, "Ein li ela Torah, if the Torah ain't lo." Because the real Torah is to do much more than the Torah requires. So you need to do not only what the Torah says, but much more than that. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.